Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
When your relationship starts to get a little weird, you go to your friends for advice. And that's why Ashley in Atlanta is joining Jen and Friends Group Therapy today. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing good. The question is, how are you? I understand from producer Janine that your romantic relationship has just gotten a little bit weird and you need some advice.
In March, we called it quits after a fun getaway in Hawaii, in which we both returned back to Georgia. We had a big blowout, an argument. And, you know, it's just something about the pandemic, you know, that I thought would have brought us closer together, because we're both in the airline industry. So I was grounded, he was grounded. And it just seems like instead of being closer, the fights got bigger and bigger. It started back in, you know, April. We started hanging out a bit, working out at the park, cooking at my place, his place, and took another trip, you know, in Florida. And you just, you know, I keep thinking it's going to get better, but it's just like during this quarantine, we just keep having these petty arguments that he just won't let go. So the latest one is basically, I had a friend who was doing a home makeover, and she had some stuff that she was giving away and selling and stuff like that. And I mentioned, hey, I need this entertainment system for my new place, and I'm trying to get it to my place. And he referenced my coworkers or all types of male friends to help me to come bring it to my place.
But and he wasn't going to help you?
What?
Yeah.
Would you consider this guy your boyfriend?
Yes, because we've been together on and off 3 years.
Okay, and, on and off 3 years. But the petty arguments have really ramped up lately. At this point, how does he make you feel?
I love him. I love him.
If we're asking advice from our friends to help you out here, what are we asking? At this point, do you cut are you on the verge of breakup? Are you thinking, do I cut ties because I can't handle the petty arguments anymore? Or do I give it another go?
I think that would be the advice that I'm seeking.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You said you've been on and off for 3 years. When you're on, how long are you on? And then when you're off, how long are you off before you're back on?
When we're on, we're good. If we go on a trip and he does something I don't like and the petty arguments comes about, then I'm basically telling him, leave me alone.
And then how long will you be off for?
Well, probably like 2 weeks.
Okay, and then you're back
home. And then we're back. Right.
Now, Ashley, my thing is, Jen asked you the question, how does he make you feel? You said you love him. Now, let's go back to this question.
I want to be with him. Mm-hmm. I want to grow old with him. I eventually, you know, want to marry him. I'm trying to grow with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some people, they know their partner in terms of like when they're acting a certain way, they can ignore him. And
do you think maybe it's his subtle way of trying to break up with you, but he doesn't want to do it himself? He wants to push it on you. Maybe that he'll push you to breaking up.
That's a good question, because you know what, I told him that too. When it gets bad, I'm like, listen, you know, Atlanta's full of, you know, top-notch chicks all day long, professionals,
right.
This, that, third. Right. You know, and you live in an area where you know, they come a dime a dozen. So if it's like that, just leave me alone.
Right.
And when I say that to him, you know, he just goes, if it was like that, I wouldn't be here with you. You know, I'm sitting here trying to work it out with you, you know, this, that, and the third, because I don't like to be pawned off on people. So I know when I mention that to him, you know, he says the same thing back to me.
You're not dating around and he's not dating around when you're off, right?
Right. In actuality, to be honest with that question, I even tried to do that. And it's crazy because, like, when it was bad, I tried to do the whole, you know, dating other people. But it's like when you love somebody and you start seeing the qualities you like in the person that you love, it's not fair to the person, you know, the other pool of people that you're trying to date. So I just cut that off.
I feel like somebody's listening to you right now and they've been in a similar relationship on and off for 3 years. The love is strong. The emotions are strong, but the everyday function of life is not great, but you love him so deeply and passionately. You don't want to give up on this relationship. So here's what I want to ask our friends to do. If you have been listening to Ashley, you feel like you have been there, done that. Give her some tough love advice right now. 404-263-0941 is our phone number. We want you to call. Get on the phone right now and talk straight to Ashley. Give her that tough love that she needs to hear right now if you have been there. So let your life be therapy for Ashley. And group therapy will continue next on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Ashley's joined us this morning with 3 years on and off with her boyfriend. She doesn't know what to do at this stage. She loves him tremendously. You can hear it in her voice, but with a lot of petty arguments lately during the pandemic, and he seems like he's pulling away. She just doesn't know what to do, and she's coming to you, friends, for advice. 404-263-0941. Ashley, did I describe your relationship pretty well right there?
To the T.
All right. Well, Melissa in Dallas is here to offer you some advice. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Ashley, I just want to tell you, you need to love yourself and close that door. There's something else going on.
Really? Do you know this from experience?
Yeah. I mean, he needs to treat you like a queen. And if he's not treating you that way, you need to close that door and love yourself more.
Oh, thank you for my advice.
I appreciate it.
Melissa took my breath away. 404-263-0941. If you've got some advice for Ashley, you can always lean on that text line as well. Mark, what do you see coming in on the text line?
This one coming in from the 770. I think Ashley already has her answer if she's seeking advice from us. Life is too short, Ashley. You deserve to be happy. Everyone deserves happiness. Nobody wants to fight or argue constantly. And if you guys are just dating, if you marry this person or bring children into the world, then it's a completely different story. I think it's a toxic relationship, Ashley, and you should get out while you can.
Are you afraid to be alone?
If you would have asked me last year, I probably would have said yes. But this year, you know, since so much has happened, no.
Carla in Atlanta, who wants to talk right to you, Ashley. Hey, Carla.
Hey, Ashley. So my advice to you is for you to just, it's time for you to let go unless you want to deal with this for 3 more years. Hmm. Sometimes, okay, so I'm saying this because I just got out of a two-year relationship because of this. And I learned that it's time for you to love yourself, because if you're not going to do it, he's not. And maybe he might change for a little bit, but the relationship is not going to get better. How are you going to love somebody you can't live with?
Carla, what was the final straw for you?
Petty arguments were getting worse, and I was making the petty arguments, but sometimes he would just throw big rocks at me, and that I was just like, whoa, 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 this is 2 years ago. What's going on here? And so I was just like, no, he's still holding grudges from before. He's trying to change for our relationship, but what's the point if our relationship is not getting better?
Great advice, Carla. Thank you so much for the call this morning. Ashley, I hope all these calls are sinking in, okay? Taylor in Stone Mountain is here. She had a similar situation. Hey, Taylor.
So I dated someone for about 3 years on and off, same scenario. He'd pick fights, keep scores. We got engaged, and a month before the wedding, I found out he'd been cheating on me for 3 months. And the thing that I learned was that sometimes men who don't have it together love the idea of you more than actually you. He's trying to fit you into a box, trying to make you this person, and he loves the idea of you, not you and all your beauty. So you need to find a king and be the queen and move on.
Oh, that's so good.
That was great.
I want to put that on a t-shirt for you, that Ashley. Great. That's so good. Thank you, Taylor. All right, Lori in Smyrna is here too. Lori in Smyrna, talk right to Ashley. What's your advice for her?
I'm going to give you advice that is probably going to be hard to hear, but something my grandma always told me, and it's bless his heart, wish him well, and let him go. Because he has had the perfect opportunity to show you what he's all about, and he's showed you that. And I don't know, I've been in relationships like this before, and I mean, people can change a little bit, but I've never experienced a man really, really change. Like, they always go back, and I mean, the whole, like, leaving and coming back to you is such a manipulation tactic. Like, you know, it's making you second guess, like, you know, your love for yourself, because you may love yourself, but then when you see somebody coming and going, it's like, you know, how could somebody do that? You know, somebody can't just love you when it's convenient.
So that's good, correct. Lori. Okay, tell us your grandma's quote again. I love this. I'm writing it down.
Bless his heart, wish him well, and let him go.
Okay, mic drop right there. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it so much. Okay, Ashley, I know you've got a lot to think about. Will you please keep us posted on what you decide to do?
I will. You guys just made me feel like I'm on an episode of The Bachelorette or something.
Okay.
Actually, I'll give you a rose.
We're calling you back in 1 week from now, and we're going to get an update on what's going on.
Definitely.
All right, friend. Thanks for joining us for group therapy this morning. This is Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.